Good morning. I'm glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning and glad especially to welcome our visitors and our guests. We're glad you're here and hope you'll come and join us again. A couple of important announcements for you. Many of you have already just saw somebody signing up out there. We have a pictorial directory coming soon and we need you to sign up for slots to have your picture made. And Denise, you'll be out there after worship service to help sign people up. Also, there's information in your Go and Serve and on our e-newsletter and stuff about how to go on and do that just yourself online through your own computer. But they'll help you in the narthex if you would like that. And so far, we've got a great response. We hope that will continue. And again, sign-ups are available in the narthex following the worship service. Coming up soon, I think Amanda's going to tell you more about this. We have Ash Wednesday. That's the part I can tell you about, but she's going to tell you about the Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper, which will be coming as well. Not now, later. Okay, good. Also, there is another thing that's new in our narthex today. You will see a card table with two large red cards on them. We're going to start doing this to invite you to sign or write a note of well wishes to somebody who is either shut in or ill or something like that in our church, to say our church family cares about you and communicates and loves you and wants you to know you. We're thinking about you and praying about you. Anyway, the cards out there this week are going to Joanne Minnick and Pastor Mel. So if you would stop by and sign or write a little note, whatever, on the card table out there. Paul, you look a little weird.
Oh, no more weird than usual. I'm worried about the roof, you know. With all this rain and everything, I'm worried about the roof. And of course, Lucy said with my hard head that, you know, I shouldn't have to worry about having to wear a hard hat or anything, but I first want to apologize for it not being green. I know how important it is to Lutheran pastors that everything is in season and liturgical correct, but this is only a hard hat I had, so.
We got spray paint. Oh, yeah.
I have to keep spraying it different colors, you
That's
know.
That's right.
But seriously, we're getting pretty close to the roof situation. This past week, we signed the contract, and there should be starting the roof in 2 or 3 weeks. First of all, I wanted to give a big shout out to Herb McKinney and Mike Parker. I think Mike's here, and I know Herb's here. Mike, can you stand up? Mike and Herb in the back there. They both have agreed to oversee the roofing project as it progresses. They've already been involved in it in the fact that they looked over the contract and made sure that we're all on the same page going forward to begin the project. We still could use a little bit more money. About $116,000 is what we've collected. We need about $120,000. I think the congregation approved $126,000 at the congregational meeting. Any money that's left over, we can put toward the paving project that's going to be coming up. And also, we're going to have to buy some new tiles out on the narthex and stuff like that. So a little extra money would be good. I'm suggesting putting a hat out in the narthex and seeing if we could collect some more money. And then next week, we'll start passing the hat around if need to, in addition to the offering plates. All right. Looking forward to everybody. They're going to put the supplies and stuff like where the church bus is. So that shouldn't really impact the parking too much, and it shouldn't impact the preschool. So, and they said they're going to work around the preschool as far as the noise and stuff like that. But we're getting pretty close. 2 or 3 weeks, we should start on the roofing project. Great.
Amanda. Now it's your turn, and you can talk about the Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper.
Now I can talk about the Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper? Awesome. Well, I am excited about the Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper. We'll have pancakes, and other things to eat and drink. But we'll also have some fun. The youth will be preparing some skits. We invite the congregation to share any talents that you might have, so be thinking about that. Email me or text me if you want to be a part of the show piece of it. But it'll be a lot of fun and a good celebration. Some other announcements that I have. If you have 4K through 5th graders, next Sunday, February 23rd, our Christ and Sunshine Kids will meet together to talk about God's love and make birdseed ornaments and have a good time right after worship. So we invite all 4K through 5th graders to that. Also next Sunday, our Family Ministry Committee will be meeting that evening. And this is a group that plans special things for our congregation to do as fellowship and social activities, but they also are working on how we care for one another as a family and as a community. So like the cards that are out there, and we have some other things in the works. So if you're interested in that, let me know or let the Andersons know or the Lowe's know, and you are more than welcome to join us at that meeting to talk about how we are as the family of Christ here at Redeemer. And I think those are all my announcements, unless I need to say more about Shrove Tuesday.
Well, I'm just confused. What are we having to eat at the Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper?
Pancakes.
Okay.
I think. I hope.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Let us prepare for our worship. Please rise as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the eternal voice from heaven, the anointed and beloved one, the Spirit moving the waters.
Amen.
As we approach the mystery of God, let us come in confession, trusting the love of Christ crucified and risen. God, who searches us and knows us, you have shown us what is good, but we have looked to other lights to find our way. We have not been just in our dealings with others. We have chosen revenge over mercy. We have promoted ourselves instead of walking humbly with you. With what shall we come before you? Forgive us our sin and show us your salvation in the face of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Beloved of God, you have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, poured out for you in the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. Receive the promise of baptism. You are God's child. Your sins are forgiven. Rejoice and be glad, for yours is the kingdom of reign of heaven. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Lord, have mercy.
us pray. O God, the strength of all who hope in you, because we are weak mortals, we accomplish nothing good without you. Help us to see and understand the things we ought to do, to give us grace and power to do them. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Seated and with the children, please come forward. Great, CC and Artie, yay. I have some important questions for you today. I wrote some of them down. Here's my question. All right. No, it's not my grocery list. It's my list of questions for you. But it's a question you have to think about. Would you rather do math homework or watch TV?
Watch TV.
Watch TV? What do you think?
Wait,
that's my hymn book. That's my bulletin. Yeah. Would you rather do math homework or watch TV?
Do both.
You want to do both. You want to do math homework while you're watching TV. All right, most people don't like doing homework. Do you like doing homework? No, no, no. All right, how about this one? Would you rather eat broccoli or eat candy?
Candy.
I thought you might do that one. Okay. Would you rather pet a cute dog or a snake?
A dog.
A dog?
Dog.
You don't want to pet a snake?
That's because I hate snakes. And they can bite.
They can bite, yes.
So
yes.
I'd rather pet a dog instead of a snake.
Okay. You've petted a snake before?
And I was scared.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
At the zoo.
At the zoo? Okay.
You got another question?
Yeah, I got one more.
Downtown.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, here's the last question. Would you rather go to an amusement park and ride all the rides or go to school?
The amusement park.
The amusement park? You like going to school? No, you don't. Yeah. All right. All right, well, I wanted to ask you those questions today because you notice it's you got this or this. Would you like to do this or that?
I'd rather eat broccoli or
eat candy. Right. Yeah. That wasn't a hard one for you, was it?
I said candy because I like eating broccoli.
You like eating broccoli?
But
I like eating
candy.
Both.
I love candy.
But you love candy, yeah. It's hard.
I like eating both.
You like both? Yeah. You know what would be great? Chocolate covered broccoli.
Oh, that's yucky.
That's yucky? Have you ever had chocolate covered broccoli?
But
Crawford's saying that sounds good to him, see?
The best part is marshmallow with chocolate.
So marshmallow and chocolate covered broccoli.
No! I said marshmallow with chocolate. What, chocolate? On the marshmallow, or strawberry with whipped cream and with the chocolate on the
whipped cream. Okay. All right, so what I'm trying to say is you've got two choices. You can do this or you can do that. You can eat chocolate-covered broccoli or you can eat candy.
Candy.
You can go to the amusement park or you can go to school. You got two choices, one
music
of the two.
Park, yeah.
Music
right.
Park.
Right. So today, in our first reading from the Bible, Moses is going to give the people a choice like that. He said, you can live God's way
or
not live God's way.
Live God's way.
And that's exactly right. He's saying, which way should you do? And which way do you think would be the right way to do it? Is to live God's way. And so that's what we're remembering today. We have choices about that, but we're invited today to think about God and to live God's way all the time. All right, let's have our prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us. Thank you for leading us always to follow you. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Deuteronomy. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I am commanding you today, by loving the Lord your God, walking in his ways, and observing his commandments, decrees, and ordinances, then you shall live and become numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you do not hear, but are led astray to bow down to other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him, for that means life to you and length of days, so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. The word of the Lord. A reading from 1 Corinthians. And so, brothers and sisters, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but rather as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for solid food. Even now you are still not ready, for you are still of the flesh. For as long as there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving according to human inclinations? For when one says, I belong to Paul, and another, I belong to Apollos, are you not merely human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you came to believe as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters have a common purpose, and each will receive wages according to the labor of each. For we are God's servants working together. You are God's field, God's building. The word of the Lord.
Thanks
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not murder,' and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, 'You fool,' you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on the way to court with him, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce.' But I say to you that anyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of unchastity, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Johnny was at his first day of school. The teacher advised the class to start the day with the Pledge of Allegiance and instructed them to put their right hands over their hearts and repeat after him. He looked around the room as he started the recitation, "I pledge allegiance to the flag." When his eyes fell on Johnny, though, he noticed Johnny's hand over the right cheek of his bottom. "Johnny, I will not continue until you put your hand over your heart," the teacher said. Johnny replied, "It is over my heart." Well, after several attempts to get Johnny to put his hand over his heart, the teacher asked, "Why do you think that is your heart?" And Johnny said, "Because every time my grandma comes to visit, she picks me up, pats me right here, and says, 'Bless your little heart.'" With Valentine's Day just a couple of days ago, finding hearts has been pretty easy lately. Stores have been full of heart-shaped boxes with candy to give your special someone. But those aren't the hearts we should really be looking for. And sometimes hearts are hard to find. It was a problem that Jesus faced often. You see, the people of Jesus' time had gotten very, very good at following the law spelled out by God through Moses. They knew what the law said, and they followed it exactly. But they had also looked for every possible loophole and sought to exploit those as well. They were following the letter of the law, but their hearts were missing. So when Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not murder,' and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment," he's talking about the letter of the law that they knew. Then he goes on to say, "But I say to you And then he describes that any kind of malice in one's heart toward another is not what God wants for us. That we should act and think and speak kindly of our neighbors. That's what the law was about. That's where the true heart is found. And then Jesus goes on to talk about reconciliation and forgiveness as the way of life God seeks for us. Then Jesus talks about another area of God's word. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, and he goes on from there to say that the heart of this law is that we should treat all people with respect and honor and hold living the way God would have us live as our highest priority. It happens again with divorce. Jesus offers another, but I say to you, to indicate that all people are valuable and deserving of honor and faithfulness. In a society of that day where women didn't count for much, Jesus points to the heart of this law that women had value in God's eyes and couldn't be tossed aside easily like a trifle. And then one more time, Jesus tells them the same kind of thing about their words. But I say to you, he says once more, that your words and promises to others should be based on integrity and honor, not on invoking God's name to ask people to trust your word. Jesus was inviting people to look beyond the letter of the law, to discover and live by the heart of it. He invites us to live in honor and care and respect for each other as brothers and sisters in God's family. He invites us to live in ways that reflect that we are all made by God and loved by God. He invites us to look not for what we can get away with, but for what we can actively do for the good of our neighbor. And when we do that, we have found God's heart. A favorite story of mine is about the little 4-year-old girl who was at the pediatrician's office for a checkup. As the doctor looked down her ears with an otoscope, he asked, "Do you think I'll find Big Bird in here?" The little girl was silent. Next, the doctor took out a tongue depressor and looked down her throat. He asked, "Do you think I'll find Cookie Monster down there?" Again, the little girl didn't say a word. Then the doctor put a stethoscope to her chest. As he listened to her heartbeat, he asked, "Do you think I'll hear Barney in there?" "Oh, no," the little girl piped right up. "Doctor, Jesus is in my heart. Barney's on my underwear." Jesus is in our hearts. In love and grace, God's heart has found us. May we continue to live so that our hearts are found in God. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. O God, the best Valentine of all is the one we have from you, the love you send us through Jesus. Your mercy for us is so great and your love so overwhelmingly generous. Thank you, loving God, for all the good things you give us. Help us as we see so much of your goodness to know you more and to respond to your gifts in love and service. Lord, in your mercy. O God, you know we are imperfect people in an imperfect world. Help us to live in understanding when the intersections of our lives get bumpy. Strengthen us to live in understanding and compassion with one another. Let your love be made known among us and be made manifest through our lives. May we live and move and be in you always. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, bless all those who face illness or difficult problems. Be a comfort to those in pain, in sorrow, or who are lonely or afraid. Help those far from home, our loved ones, those in danger, those who have no one to turn to and nowhere to turn. Bless all in need, O God, and especially all those near to us whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Finally, O God, lead us in all of our lives. In every moment, in every day, guide and direct us as your children. May we seek your heart in all our words and deeds. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
let us pray. Merciful God, receive the gifts we bring out ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Through this meal, unite us as your bride, shining with the light of your justice and mercy. For the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, O holy God. You are the life and light of all. By your powerful word, you created all things. Through the prophets, you called your people to be a light to the nations. Blessed are you for Jesus, your Son. He is your light, shining in our darkness and revealing to us your mercy and might. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks. Broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his preaching and healing, his dying and rising, and his promise to come again, we await that day when all the universe will rejoice in your holy and life-giving light. By your Spirit, bless us and this meal, that refreshed with this heavenly food, we may be light for the world, revealing the brilliance of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Faithful God, you have kept your promise to us in this meal, nourishing us with the gift of salvation. Now send your servants forth in peace, that we may testify to your goodness and share the hope that is ours in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.